Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, May 17th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
After Wednesday's fall, the Indian benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex rose by nearly 1% on Thursday. While the Sensex climbed 670 points, the Nifty surged by more than 200 points. As we edge closer to the final phase of the Lok Sabha elections, there's a clear divide between domestic and foreign investor market play, especially in their bets on the Nifty derivatives. Retail and wealthy investors, usually called clients on NSE, are really bullish right now. They believe that the ruling NDA coalition is heading for a big win and have ramped up their bullish positions on Nifty futures to the highest levels since November 2nd. On the flip side, foreign portfolio investors are trading cautiously. Maybe they are sensing a potential upset because they've gone and hedged their massive $794 billion portfolio of Indian stocks by taking on a hefty amount of bearish index futures. It's the highest level of bearish bets since, well, the same date as the domestic bulls. Mint's market correspondent Ram Sagal brings to you the latest on how the markets are reacting to the national election. The Supreme Court recently made a big decision. Lawyers are now exempt from the Consumer Protection Act. This change could pave the way for doctors to get a similar exemption. So, what does this mean for you when you need to complain about poor service? Mint senior editor N. Madhavan explains in today's primer. On 14th of May, the Supreme Court said that the legal services are unique and do not fall under the Consumer Protection Act. It pointed out that the law never intended to include professionals like lawyers and doctors. Instead, these professionals are regulated by their own bodies like the Bar Council of India or the Indian Medical Association. Here's where it gets interesting. The Supreme Court also hinted that it might reconsider its 1996 ruling that brought doctors under the Consumer Protection Act. This could mean that doctors might also be exempted soon. The biggest sovereign wealth fund in the world, Norway's Norges Bank Investment Management, has blacklisted billionaire Gautam Adani's Adani Ports and Special Economic Zones, or APSEC. The fund, which has $1.36 trillion in asset under management, blacklisted the firm citing unacceptable risk related to serious violations of individual rights in situations of war and conflict. Adani Port became the 16th Indian company to be on its exclusion list. The Adani company acquired Israel's Haifa port in 2022. However, it's unclear whether the $1.15 billion acquisition is the reason behind the blacklisting. APSEZ, which owns 14 ports globally, handles a significant portion of India's cargo. Norges Bank, which owns 1.5% of the world's listed companies, had a 0.24% stake in Adani Ports as of December. Mint's Varun Sood reports on the decision by the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which has shares in over 300 Indian companies. Its exclusion list now includes 192 companies, with 16 from India. The funds avoid investing in companies involved in tobacco, coal, nuclear weapons, and those violating international conduct rules. For instance, it blacklisted ITC Limited in 2010, NTPC and Coal India have also faced exclusion. Former Wipro CEO Thierry Delaporte has recently been quite busy in the stock market. Over the past month, he sold Wipro shares worth 34.5 crore rupees, bringing his total earnings from share sales since stepping down on 6th of April to a hefty sum of 70 crore 63 lakh rupees, or about $8.5 million. And that's on top of the 36 crore cash payment Wipro offered him as a parting gift. It's not clear if Wipro allowed Delaporte to accelerate the vesting of his employee stock options or if he just cashed in on the shares he already had. Mint's Varun Sood and Jas Bhartia report on the development. The 2024 Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Politicians are leaving no stones unturned to have their voices heard by the people. And just as with everything in 2024, AI has entered the political game as well. Political parties are using AI to evoke all kinds of emotions in voters. For instance, former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and AIADMK leader Jay Jayalalitha was heard critiquing both the central and state governments in a clip released on her birthday in February. However, the Dravidian leader passed away in 2016. Her voice was recreated using AI as part of the AIADMK strategy to commemorate Jayalalitha and galvanize support for its current leader, Edappadi Palaniswamy, ahead of the election. The trend of using AI to create the voices and images of late politicians has been gaining traction across India. The technology allows parties to forge a personal connection with voters, especially the youth who are new to the electoral process. Platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook are awash with such content, crafted to sway voter sentiments and solidify party loyalties. Mint invited independent journalist Sangamitra Karpi to write about this latest election tech trend in today's long story. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.